go start off. Hey, Miss Fowler, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
All right, may I please have the name of you, please, then?
It's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, last name Powell, P-O-W-E-L.
Are you from Sunflower County?
No, I'm not from Sunflower County.
Where did you reside before you moved to Sunflower County?
I resided in Cleveland, Ohio for 22 years prior to coming to Sunflower County. But I went to school and spent summers at the county over in the Ford County.
What made you come to Sunflower County?
Actually, I decided to move back to Mississippi from Cleveland, Ohio 2.5 years ago. And there was a position available at the Mississippi Center for Justice, so I applied for the job and I got it as the program director for Sunflower County United for Children Collaborative.
How do you feel about Sunflower County's crime rate?
I think just like with any other city or community, it needs to be addressed, but it also needs to be some preventive measures put in place and alternatives for people to have jobs so that they don't do crime or look at that as their only means of income.
Okay, so do you feel that the lack of jobs and the lack of opportunities is pushing them to do the things that they do, or?
I don't condone crime, but I do know where you have a lack of opportunity to employment or resources, you will get what you need the alternative way, which is stealing or breaking into somebody else's home to take what they have because you don't have.
Do you feel that young black men are more inactive in these crimes?
I think you have to look at the demographics, and that is where you have the majority of African American males, especially in Sunflower County, who are unemployed or underemployed, then they are the target. But in all actuality, they might not be the ones committing crimes. Race or gender does not determine who commits a crime. It's based upon opportunity and access.
In our education system, it was stated that in the newspaper that I read that every time a third grader fails a test, they are building more prisons, and they see if they're failing, that's how many beds that they have to have in the prison. Do you feel that if they were lack of building prisons and, you know, start building more jobs opportunity, would they better help the community?
I think jobs will always help the community, but I also think the community, we have to help ourselves by encouraging our youth to do well in school and encouraging them to move forward so that prisons won't be built, but we'll have monies and resources for schools.
How do you feel about our education system, and not only the education system, but the young people as well?
I think with the education system here in Sunflower County, it needs to be improved. It is a new system because the school districts were consolidated. I think that unfortunately for the school system here, they're not the resources that they require and need. As a youth who are in the school system, you all need to become active and engaged in your education. And some things, as youth, you all can demand it. You can't do well or succeed outside of Indianola if you don't have access to resources that will make you be able to compete with people globally. So I think youth need to become actively engaged in their education, what you need in school, what you want in school, but also push your parents and your teachers and hold them accountable for giving you a quality education.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay.